characteristic of the destination of someone who may not be in this life kind of involved spiritually, but if somehow or other they can chant the holy name or hear the holy name to come to death, then they go back to Godhead. So here's a lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in 1971. These are all the severest types of sinful activities. Ye cha patakino kare. Some of the sinful activities are mentioned here. And besides these sinful activities, there are so many others. So the Vishnudutas say that, quote, even though one has committed so many sinful activities, if at the time of death, if one he utters the holy names of Narayan, he becomes free immediately, unquote. That is a fact. It is not exaggeration. A sinful man, some way or other, if he chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he immediately becomes free from all reaction. And then Prabhupada says, but the difficulty is that he commits again. That is nam aparad offense. There are 10 kinds of offenses. He describes, because I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra, even though I commit some sin, I'll be freed. He'll be freed, but because he is offended, he will not achieve the ultimate goal of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And there's another lecture. Looks like on the same day, the same lecture. Because he'll be freed, and again he'll commit. Freed, again he'll commit. In this way there will be no chance of his liberation. But don't think that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one's sinful reactions are not counteracted. That is not exaggeration, that's a fact. The difficulty is that one chants Hare Krishna mantra, again he commits sin. That is the greatest sin. That is the greatest offense. Then he gives the Sanskrit. Nama Vyaharanam. Simply chanting this mantra, all the sins are eradicated, therefore thinking I can go on sinning. This is accidental sin is one thing, intentionally going on committing sin is another thing. So Mahendran, you are the principal person involved in this discussion. You follow her? And I wanted to also just comment on your question about overburdening and not enough servitors of Krishna, voluntary servitors of Krishna to go around. So I was giving an answer or a response in terms of conviction of the sadhaka, but more complete answer is that Prabhupada not only gave us some teaching on how to have faith in Krishna, but also arrangements for management. A very practical answer is that's why we have GBC members, that managerially they may have to pull somebody from somewhere else in the universe to help a particular situation work. And if they can't find that person, then to find somebody who can find that person. In a crunch kind of situation.
Well,
or somewhere in the universe. Somewhere. I wanted to read a couple other quotes in addition to these quotes on the previous point. This is from the sixth canto. Yamaraj is speaking to the Yamadutas. This is quoted by Haridas Thakur in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was discussing the glories of the holy name. There are four terms that are namabhas. Sankhetyam parihasyam va stobam helanam eva va Vaikuntha nama grahanam ashe sangha haram vidhu. The verse translates, one who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reaction of unlimited sins. Even if he chants indirectly, that is to indicate something else, this is this Sankhetyam, that's the example of that is Ajamil calling his son Narayan. So when he was addressing the name Narayan, he was calling his, he was thinking of his son, but his son's name happened to be Narayan. So that's Sankhetyam. Prabhupada has translated this as an assignation, or the assigned name of someone is the name of the Lord. Oh. Everyone checked out the attendance list? Canto 6, chapter 2, text 14. Samkhetyam parihasyam, that means joking, hasyam, parihasyam, stobam means just while singing, during musical accompaniment, singing the name of the Lord, and halanam. Prabhupada has translated this as neglectfully. Halanamabhas is how it appears in Harinam Chintamani. That is, where one doesn't have any faith at all, but one says the name, that's halanamabhas. So even that kind of chanting is sufficient to free one from sinful reactions. If one dies at that moment, one will achieve the goal of life. So here's another quote on that. Let me finish the quotes. Please don't interrupt. Let me finish. This is Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 26, where Yudhisthira is asking, this is the beginning of Canto 7, Yudhisthira is asking Narada some questions about achieving the perfection of life. The chanting of Shishupal, of Krishna's name in derision, is discussed. So the event, although this is seventh canto, it's like a tenth canto event. It's the Rajasuya, where I mentioned this yesterday, Krishna severed the head of Shishupal. Everyone observed the soul of Shishupal entering into the body of Krishna after the Rajasuya was over. Yudhisthira is asking how he's glorifying the mercy of Krishna, and how did all this happen? These two men, Shishupal and Dantavaka, repeatedly blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, their tongues were not attacked by white leprosy, nor did they enter the darkest region of hellish life. We are certainly most surprised by this. How is it possible for everyone in the presence of so many exalted persons to enter very easily into the body of Krishna, whose nature is very difficult to obtain? This matter is undoubtedly very wonderful. Indeed, my intelligence has become disturbed, just like the flame of a candle disturbed by a blowing wind. O Narada, you know everything. Kindly let us know what is the cause of this wonderful event. So Narada, in front of everybody in the assembly, gives his reply. The great sage Narada said, this is 23, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. So here's one of the verses it sounds like Mani Manjari has been quoting to us throughout the Institute here. My dear King, the conditioned soul, being in the bodily conception of life, considers his body to be his self and considers everything in relation with the body to be his. Because he has this wrong conception of life, he is subjected to dualities like praise and chastisement. Because he's in that bodily conception, he's subjected to the praise and chastisement and the happiness and distress from that. He repeats the same statement in the next verse. This is impossible for Krishna, on the other hand. For him, he has no enemy, no friend. When he chastises the demons, like Shishupal, it is for their good. And when he accepts the prayers of the devotees, it is for their good. He is affected neither by prayers nor by blasphemy. So here's the verse 26. Therefore, tasmat, therefore by enmity or by devotional service, by fear, by affection, or by lusty desire, by all of these or any of them, if a conditioned soul somehow or other concentrates his mind upon the Lord, the result is the same. For the Lord, because of his blissful position, is never affected by enmity or friendship. Now the mukti, or the liberation, achieved by those who, like Shishupal, are calling upon his name in derision, is not the same kind of liberation, but liberation nonetheless. Sayuja Mukti is despised by the devotees in that they can't render devotional service there. So this is some scriptural evidence about the importance of chanting. Narada therefore concludes, what to speak then, if Shishupal can achieve this benefit, then what is the benefit of those who are calling upon the names of the Lord in great satisfaction? And this is leading to our topic for today, the topic of the importance of mercy. So I've been emphasizing the importance of effort. In the beginning, and today's topic is, with all of that effort, it's to know material affairs. So nishtha is following anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti is where the clouds, the metaphorical clouds that are covering the sun, or anarthas, the clouds of anarthas, are covering our heart of pure devotion, are practically destroyed. Destroyed almost to nil, the Bhagavatam said. That means there's still some trace, so there's still some chance in the stage of nishtha. Since there's some trace of anartha, there's chance that the mind